Now, the rest of the story. Isaac was a theologian. He was, he was a closet theologian because almost nobody knew it. Over his lifetime, he wrote approximately 1,300,000 words on theological and biblical subjects. That's the equivalent of 20 good-sized books. However, those writings had to be kept secret until after his death. For the more Isaac studied, the more he became convinced that Christianity, as popularly conceived, was not true Christianity at all. Well, this is the rest of the story. One of Isaac's earliest and most important religious theses was called Two Notable Corruptions of Scripture. In it, the author showed how two Bible verses from the New Testament had been altered intentionally. The implication was clear. If people in centuries past had been capable of changing the Holy Bible to suit themselves, how much of what the church was currently teaching could be believed? It was an important suggestion, and yet one which could get Isaac into a lot of trouble if traced. So he pondered a way to report the truth while protecting himself, and it came to him. The manuscript would be translated into French, then published anonymously. The facts would be revealed without the slightest clue as to who had revealed them, and thus began a secret crusade which Isaac hoped might change the world. In subsequent works, the theologian attacked Orthodox Trinitarianism, the papacy, the invocation of saints, the veneration of the Virgin Mary. Illegitimate intrusions, he considered them. He wrote, quote, "The authority of emperors, kings, and princes is human. The authority of councils, synods, bishops, and presbyters is human. The authority of the prophets is divine," reckoning Moses and the apostles among the prophets. Isaac believed himself to be a chosen interpreter of God's master plan, a voice crying in a wilderness of false traditions. And so the seeker sought further. He delved into the prophecies of Daniel, into the visions of St. John. There was no question in Isaac's mind that such biblical predictions, properly explained, one day would come true. He believed that such elaborations were so important, he wrote a guidebook entitled Rules for Interpreting the Words and Language in Scripture. Subsequently, to confirm the reliability of Bible prophecy, he compiled a logbook of such prophecy. Prophecy which had already come to pass, he said. Well, there's no telling what would have happened to Isaac had his then heretical views become widely known while he lived. And yet all the while that he was writing his million-plus words on the subject of religion, the world saw him only as a man consumed with a thirst for and an expertise in science. And even today, despite his weighty theological discourses, today he is recognized instead for having been the first human to tell us that what goes up must come down. That's right. The closet theologian. The man who had hoped that his lasting legacy, the equivalent of 20 books on the subject, would be a spiritual legacy, was instead the man who revealed the subtleties in optics and astronomy and who explained gravity. Isaac Newton. Now you know the rest of the story.